I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
Hey, 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 welcome back. We're on Andy and the Car Doctor. Hey, this one is just for fun. And it is always a lot of fun. Every time we welcome Jerry here to the Car Doctor, Jerry Ostalecki of Gibbs, getgibbs.com, we always learn a little bit about something that, well, you know, you would just never think to go in that direction and think about that because he's, as he says, he's just a fountain of automotive knowledge, some good, some, well, who cares? And that's what we love about Jerry because he's so laid back and easygoing, and we're always glad to talk to him. My friend Jerry Ostalecki. How are you today, Jerry?
I'm great, Ron. How about yourself?
Oh, I'm not bad. You know, I was talking to Fast Harry before we went to air today, and he was explaining to me that in his conversation with you and his pre-production work, that it's an interesting story, and he said, you got to talk to him about this first, so I'm going to follow my producer's orders. And the story of how you got started with Gibbs, something about Gibbs and a Roadrunner?
Correct. A friend of mine, dear friend of mine, known him for quite some time, had at the time a Roadrunner 446 pack, four-speed car. And he called me up and he said, hey, I'm going to start up the Roadrunner. Could you come over and give me a hand? I said, sure, I'd love to. You know, maybe even get a ride in it. So I go over to his house and he's got the hood up and he's got everything ready for starting. And he's got a can of Gibbs and he's spraying on the carburetor and the linkage and in the throats and stuff. And I'm going, hey, wait a minute. In the past, he was a federal licensed firearms dealer. He's a gun collector, and he used to always talk about Gibbs, Gibbs, Gibbs. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, Gibbs and guns, right? He goes, well, no, Gibbs is a starting fluid, a lubricant, a cleaner. I says, okay, I'll buy. I'll bite on that. So we get ready to fire up the car, and he gives a squirt down the carburetor, the center carburetor, hit the key, and off we went to the races. And I says, oh, my gosh. So we talked about it a little more. He goes, oh, yeah, I use it on everything at home. And he made the fatal mistake of leaving me alone in his garage, and I noticed a extra can, if you would, of Gibbs. And I liberated it, took it home, and started using it, and that was the beginning of my involvement with Gibbs. I was so impressed by it that I did some research and became a distributor.
What year was that? That had to be 30 years ago, right?
Oh, that was in the 90s, middle, about 95, 96.
Right, right. Does he still have
it? So I've been doing this for quite some time.
Does he still have the Roadrunner?
He went a different direction. He went with a Superbird, 446-pack, four-speed Superbird. In fact, we were getting the car ready. He was involving that Roadrunner in a trade for a Superbird.
No.
It was part of the deal, you know, some
right.
Roadrunner, a little bit of cash, and maybe even put a can of Gibbs in the trunk for the fella. Yeah.
Step up to the Superbird.
Yep.
Just a different way. So let me ask you this, and again, this is the interview about nothing as I build it, because it's just always so much fun to talk to you, Jerry. You know, we love you here. How does the Ford guy get along with the Plymouth guy, the Chrysler guy? Because you're a Ford guy, right?
Pardon?
You're the Ford guy, right?
Yes, I am. Yeah. Oh, he also has a couple Ford products. He's got a 71 Mach 1, and he also has a 70 Torino Cobra 429 Cobra Jet 4-speed car. So he's across all brands. He's a good guy. Known him for years. Met him years and years ago, and we have a great time together every time we can get together.
Can you think of any other industry, such as auto, such as, you know, from the days of the 60s on up, and I guess even further back than that, where somebody needs a hand, somebody's stuck working on a car, and it there's a camaraderie here. Is there not that you know, always, you and I have never met face to face. We've never so much as had a cup of coffee together, but I feel like I know you like any of the other car guys I hang around with. And it's
the car guy thing. You hit it right on the head. It's cars. The common denominator is internal combustion motors, engines, and we understand them, and we understand cars. And I primarily, my interest has been Fords since I was a little kid, because my family goes back and has some history with the original Henry Ford. And, you know, so it's kind of predestined in that regard. But it's just, you know, if I see a guy broke down on the side of the road in a Chevy, I'm going to stop and help him because he's a car guy.
Right. Yeah. And that's really, you know, that's what was on my mind over the past summer. We were cruising and I was out in Black and there was a fella broke down in a 67 big block Vette. Now, I knew what it was when I saw the hood up. It had the two bumps coming up the side. It's a 427 Vette. Let me stop, see what's going on. It was transistorized ignition. There really wasn't anything we could do for him. We sat and waited together till the tow truck got there because there's no parts. We're not walking to the local parts store and saying, hey, we need a new one of these. But I just wanted to make sure he had some numbers and strength. There's numbers on the side of the road with your vintage car. And it becomes that. So enlighten us, Jerry. What's the involvement with Henry Ford? This is the first time I've heard you talk about this. I mean, I know you're a Ford guy, and I've known it for a long time. But what's the family's connection to Henry himself?
It would be my mother's dad, which would be my grandfather.
Right.
He was a employee of the company, and he was in charge of, as the story's been related to me, if it grew on Ford Motor property, no matter where, he was in charge of it, cutting it, trimming it, paint. If it was a fence, he painted it. The guy had a crew that painted. And so he actually worked for Mr. Ford himself. In fact, when he passed away in 1952, my grandfather, I vividly remember about six black limousines being part of his funeral procession as a young kid.
Wow.
And thinking, whoa, what's all this about? And a lot of people from the company coming by to pay their respects to the family. And it was, you know, when you're a little kid, you just don't understand what it's all about. And I came to find out later on. And it was a funny thing, too. Like, I talked to my mom's brother, and it was like a non-issue, you know. Oh, yeah, yeah. Grandpa worked for Mr. Ford.
Right.
Or, you know, indirectly. I mean, everybody worked for Mr. Ford.
Right.
But he was kind of his
go-to guy.
Yep.
Yeah. It was just so nonchalant. And then you find out later, oh, that Mr. Ford. Oh, that grandpa. And that's how close he was. Yeah, I know. I had a customer years ago at the shop that was secretary to some guy named Sonny. And I never really thought too much about it. And as time went on, and once in a while, she would get picked up by a limousine when she dropped the car off. And this went on for a couple of years. It turned out it was Sonny. I think, who owned the Jets? Sonny Werblin? Way back in the 60s?
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, Sonny. It was that Sonny. Oh, yeah, Sonny's going to come and pick me up, and we're going to go out for, okay, whatever. You know, and it just, you don't think about it. You don't make the connection. You realize how close you are to the big stage sometimes, and you say, wow. It just kind of cracks you up. Let's go back to the Roadrunner, though, real quick. Gibbs is a starting fluid?
Yes.
It's
a flammable product.
Right.
It's a ORMD. It's a it's a combustible product. That's why I have to ship it surface. Can't be shipped air. And when we were getting ready, after we'd done all our pre-checks, batteries up, water's up, oil's up, gas is available, the ignition, we're ready to go. And he says, okay, give it a spritz down the center carb, which I did, and he hit the key, and away we went. So I have used it. I had a weed whacker
right.
That was very uncooperative, and you know, I pulled the plug out. I sprayed some Gibbs into the plug hole, cleaned the plug, gapped it, threw it back in, and pulled the filter off, squirted some down the throttle bore, the carburetor, the weed whacker, put the air cleaner back on, two pulls, and I was whacking them weeds.
I'll tell you what, when we come back, stay put. I'm going to hold you over a segment. When we come back, I want to tell you about my friend Jeff, who found a use for Gibbs that I'm wondering if you're using it for this yet or aware of it, but he saw me using it at the shop one day and he stole a can from me like you. Well, he borrowed a can from me like you borrowed a can from your buddy so many years ago, and he's got a use for it. I want to talk about that a little bit. I'm Ron and Annie in the Car Doctor. I'm here with Jerry Ostalecki of Gibbs, getgibbs.com, and we'll be back right after this. Hey, Ron and Annie and the Car Doctor. Mommy Kissing Santa Claus. Oh, that's right. Christmas is this week, which means we're getting ready to go north, and I think I'm going to have to grab some. You know, Jerry, and welcome back, by the way, if you're just tuning in. We're talking to Jerry Ostalecki of Gibbs, getgibbs.com. Jerry, I wonder how Gibbs would work on the runners of a sleigh. Maybe I'll take it up north. It'll help Santa with those takeoffs and landings. What do you think?
Well, I think that helped him get his job done quicker.
Yeah, just zip right along.
I
have a friend, Jeff. He's a little bit of a mad scientist. And we call him that with love because he's just one of those guys that if an idiot savant existed in the automotive world, Jeff is it. Not that he's an idiot, but he just retains information higher than you can imagine. And he's a clock guy, he's a car guy, he's an engine builder, he's a one lung engine. You know, I think you've seen the postings on Facebook when I was at his house. When he started up his 1908, whatever it was, one lung engine and so forth, the hit and miss. And he was at the house back over the summer, and he saw I have a regulator clock from the 1880s hanging on the wall, and it didn't work. So he ended up taking the clock to rebuild it, and he grabbed a can of Gibbs. And I said, he said, just wait. When he came back, the clock works like a charm. And he used the Gibbs to soak into the gears and the mechanisms, just put a drop on each tooth and kind of walked it around. And he said the stuff works really well. It's such a good lubricant and a penetrant, and it does everything all at once. He actually uses it to restore clocks now. And, have you seen that? Have you had people use it for that, Jerry?
Not specifically clocks like you're reporting, but I've had, unique uses. But the clocks make perfect sense.
Yeah. It's like a light machine oil type of a thing, right?
Exactly. Its viscosity is such that it's drawn into the metal,
right?
As opposed to sitting like if you put grease, it's grease would sit on the top,
right?
Where
right.
The Gibbs goes right in,
right? And that's the other thing. It gets into the porosity of the surface of whatever it's. One of the things I do with my snowplow at the end of the season is I'll use a can of Gibbs and I'll coat the entire plow before I put it away. And I do the same thing when I bring it out, and it keeps the plow. The plow is going on 6 years old now. There isn't a drop of rust on it. And it's I know it's powder coated, but I'm talking even the steel blade isn't rusty. And that's down into the snow and the salt and all the chemicals that they put on the road when I plow the parking lot and the house and the shop and so forth with it. It's just really amazing stuff. Fast forward real quick, Jerry, in my last minute with you. We look at hot rodders from, 60 years ago, which is where this conversation started, and we look at the hot rods of today, like the Shelbys of today. Do you think 30 years from today, the people of then will appreciate the Mustangs of today more, or do you think they'll look at the Mustangs of the 60s and still put them on the pedestal higher?
One of the things that in my mind, is when I look back at my involvement and my interest in the Mustangs, per se, is I was imprinted by them. And by imprinting, I mean, it was something that occurred. I was up close and personal to it. I was there for the hubbub in the 60s, middle 60s. I had some, minor involvement in going to dealerships. My buddy's dad was an executive at Ford, and on introduction day, he took us kids, about three of us, loaded us in the car, and we went to the dealers all in the Detroit area, checking out the crowds, checking out the activity, so he could report back firsthand the following day to his upper management. And so to me, that was my linkage. And I think someone today who's maybe in, 18, 19, 20 years old may see a 2015 Mustang and just go, wow, this is really cool, and develop that love and attachment to it. So it's kind of, I feel in my mind it's a generational thing.
And it's how they get connected to it.
And that
connection. So let me ask you this last question in my last 30 seconds. You think that guy 30 years from there will be using Gibbs?
I sure hope so.
Yeah, I hope so.
I hope I'm here to sell it to him.
And I hope you sure are too, sir. You listen, Jerry, I want to thank you for over the years, everything you've done. You've come on the show. You've explained things. You're interesting. And don't think you're anything less. We always enjoy having you. And we appreciate the fact that you're out there as a car guy. And I know if the hot rod ever breaks down in Detroit, I know who I can come and talk to and help me get it back on the road safe and sound. All right, sir?
Okay.
Listen,
Ron, thank you, sir.
You're very welcome. You have a good Christmas and a healthy, safe, and a happy New Year to everybody out your way.
Hey, Merry Christmas to you and your family also.
Thank you. You too. Take good care. I'm Ron Ananey and the Car Doctor. We are back. Oh, and let me just, real quick, let me just point this out. It's, and I know Jerry's gone, getgibbs.com, because I know we'll get questions about that. It's getgibbs.com for more information. I'm Ron Ananey and the Car Doctor. I'll be back right after this.